WQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, call, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. And tonight, being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform through Zulu. But before we do that, we're going to recognize pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and brand-new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have NC9D, that is Leon, and he's bringing with him KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. They're both in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Good to have you this night. If you're listening, Leon, tell Wendy we said hello. K4XMR, that's Mel. He's in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being here tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. AA4PH, that's Gus. And Gus is in, always have to look it up, Punta Gora, Florida. Good to have Gus with us this evening on the pre-net check-in. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. W2AMD, that's Ann Simpsonville. KG4PFI Don and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're in Piedmont. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown, South Carolina. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And KG4WNP, that's Landon, and Landon happens to be in Dacresville this evening. Do a refresh, make sure we got everybody there, and we did. So now we'll move on to Echolink stations. We do have a couple of Echolink stations, so we'll give them the opportunity to check in this evening. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quip. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Control, I'd like to recognize KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Good to have you as night, Greg. Appreciate you being with us this evening. We do have two other Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotels, Denver, Colorado. No traffic and no comments. Thank you.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KC4PLT. That is Richard in Pentagrass, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. You sound good on Echolink. And WH6ANH, that's Carl. He's in Denver, Colorado. Sounding good from Denver, Colorado this evening, Carl. You'll probably be our DX station of the evening. Good to have you with us this evening, and hope you're enjoying the 19 days before spring. That does it for our Echolink station, so now we're going to take a break for brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or have only done it once or twice and aren't really comfortable with the protocol and how it works, but would still like to be able to check into the net. Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. All right, it doesn't look like we have any brand-new amateur radio operators this evening, so we're going to start right in with the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. DJW, please check in. Mark. KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel.
WPP, that's Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, in and out tonight. Thanks.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KQ4WHN, that's Mark and Greer. Good to have you tonight, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KA3WPP, that is Howard in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. You're sounding good as well. Looks like we have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Gatlinburg, Tennessee tonight. I wish everyone on the net a good evening. 73.
Net Control, please check in. KQ4MSD, Kilo, Quebec 4, Mike Sierra Delta, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Thanks for running the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David in Taylor's. But tonight, normally he's in Taylor's. Tonight he's in Gatlinburg. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're enjoying your stay in Gatlinburg and do appreciate you taking the time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening while you're away in Gatlinburg. And KQ4MSD, that's David. He's in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good over EchoLink. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we're in the Uniform Through Zulu group, the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, Uniform Through Zulu, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clinton and Honeypath, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. It's been a while, but please check in and out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're over here in Chesney. Just check us in and out, Dave, if you will. 73 to you and everyone on the net, and good to hear you call the net.
JW. Check in, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined. SKQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela, here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4YOO, that's Clinton, and he is in Honeypath. Good to have you as night, Clinton. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And here's a call I haven't heard in quite a while. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie, bring with him. KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina, and they're in Chesney. Appreciate you checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this night, Jamie. Do tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. And K4XV, that's Tommy. Bring with him KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela, and they are in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying the debut of your weekend. Do you have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize the mayor of Oz, W4WOZ. That's Rod. He is in the land of Oz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to wrap us around to the top of the alphabet, A through D, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an alpha through a delta. And we'd like to check Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Moore Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, November Charlie. KC4NC, name is Scott, located in Cleveland.
JW. Dave, Miss Amy in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS, Erie. also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and on the net.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, and Rick is bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont, and via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. She is in Weir Shoals. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Do tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello and appreciate you guys spending a portion of your Friday night with us this evening. KC4NC, that's Scott in Cleveland. Good to have you. It's nice, Scott. Hope you're doing well. I was going to pull it up and see when the last time you checked in with me was. And it looks like it was almost a year ago, 1 month less than a year ago. So, yeah, it has been a while. You should check in more often, Scott. Appreciate you being with us tonight and hope you're doing well. Hope you enjoy your weekend. And our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there in Easley. Gary, do tell Miss Joy we said hello and hope you guys are getting ready for a wonderful weekend. We do have another Echolink station, so we're going to take a pause for Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hey, Dave. Thanks for calling the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry. And also my wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. And easily both negative and negative tonight. And bringing my brothers along by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall in Asheville. KF4GGF Charlie, Goose Creek. Hope everybody's doing okay. I'm getting better, Dave. A little better each day. Thanks for calling the net. KC4SKD.
Okay. At Net Control, I'd like to recognize our every other Friday night Net Control operator and soon to be returning. It looks like sounds like he's doing pretty good, but don't want to spoil it. Don't want to jinx it. KC4SKD, that's Larry, bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They're in Easley, and Larry's bringing along with him and Rhonda Randall in 9TEC, who is in Asheville, North Carolina, and Charlie, KF4GGF, who is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have you, Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie with us tonight, Larry, and it does sound like you're improving. Hope you continue to improve. We do have another Echolink stations, so we'll continue on with Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Net control, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ, Kevin in 96, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4AZ, that's Kevin, in 96. Good to have you with us tonight, Kevin. You're sounding good over Echolink. And do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. We're in the Alpha through Delta group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. All right, that's going to move us up to the Echo through Hotel group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Jay's and all the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HK, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for picking the net up, sir.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Echo 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. I'm hearing a lot of noise, and all the stations are coming in very weakly. I was on a net earlier, and it sounded pretty normal. I'm wondering if it's my system or if there's something with the repeater. Over.
Ed, it sound to me, I'm hearing most people clearly, not like the other night when propagation was really bad. The first day that we had warm weather, ooh, it was rough. But tonight, I'm able to get most stations clearly. There's a few that aren't, but I think they're using handhelds and they're kind of far out. But the other one, most of them are, I'm getting full scale, full quieting with no background noise. So You might want to move around if you're on a handheld, or it could be propagation from your area, too. I wouldn't rule that out from where you are, because the weather is changing. Right, we are getting warmer days now than we were getting, and it's staying warmer longer. So things are happening with the atmosphere that don't usually happen. So I wouldn't call it your equipment. Just I'd say give it a little while, especially if you heard better stuff on another repeater earlier this evening. Neck and Toe Like Recognize, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's in Penrose, North Carolina. He's our Sunday night neck control operator, and he'll be a temporary Friday night neck control operator here for just a little while till Larry gets better or till I recover, one of the two, whichever happens first. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick, and hope you got that friend unstuck from whatever he was stuck with today. And I do hope that pollen lets up on you a little bit, too, because that's miserable. That can be miserable. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good over my radio. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And N4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard, who's not hearing people very well this evening. Ed, I wouldn't go messing with too much too soon, especially if you had a good net earlier. I'd give it a little while because as long as the weather is changing, propagation is undefined. So good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you checking in. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to push us up to the India Through Lima group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's also where I'm going to be negative and negative, send 53s for each one of you.
For DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everyone has had a good day and looking forward to another one coming up. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. I do appreciate you being here. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And I do have you down for comments, Larry. We will be back to you in just a little bit after the formal portion of the net. Do tell Miss Donna we said hello and appreciate you hanging out with us a little bit this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Cool.
Again,
Kilo
4, Juliet, Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray. Tom in Greenville, South Carolina, and I've been a ham user for exactly 1 week as of today. And appreciate the opportunity to listen in the net and learn. And hope everybody's doing well.
Okay, Neck Control, I would like to recognize KR4BLX. That's Tom in Greenville, who is celebrating his one-week anniversary as an amateur radio operator. Tom, I dare say there are very few things we like more than new amateur radio operators. You might be competing with food. Ham radio operators like food, they like to talk, and they like brand-new amateur radio operators hearing them on the radio. So do squeeze that mic as often as you get the chance, because amateur radio operators love to talk and they love brand new operators that are coming out there and mingling with the group. So good to have you with us tonight, Tom. The more you squeeze that handle, the less that mic fright bothers you. It gets easier and easier every single time you squeeze the mic. So do it early, do it often. Good to have you with us tonight. Do we have any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Called up before DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us up to the Mike Through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
JW. Check in, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenwood County. Be name and native, 73 to you and all the net.
Okay, that's our Thursday Night Net Control Operator, WG4MC. That's Matt in Western Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. You sound 100% full-scale, full-quiet. I appreciate you being with us this evening and hope you're having a wonderful debut to your weekend. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to lead us to the patient group for Friday night, which is the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris and Liberty. And I won't be naming the name.
All right, next, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Chris sounding good from Liberty this evening. And Chris, Tom must be over there hammering away on the CW key. That's all I can think. Or Miss Bernice gave him so much food he's about to pop and he can't talk. But anyway, we'll see. Sometimes he comes in on second shift when he can pull himself away from the CW key. But good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're getting ready for a wonderful weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Please check in Marshall, Whiskey 4, Mike Kila Hotel, over here in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
For DJW. Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet.
Okay, and I can tell I'd like to recognize W4MKH. That's Marshall in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Good to have you as night, Marshall. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. And KK4TRJ. That's Bill in Cowpens. Good to have you as night, Bill. Haven't heard you in a little while. Good to hear you on the radio this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. This is W4DJW now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops between check-ins for RAG2, between RAG2s for check-ins. And we have one RAG2er up on the stump this evening. That is KK4JBQ Larry and Greer, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For DJW and everybody on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, it's kind of nice to gather around the microphones, isn't it? Well, I haven't felt up to it some days this week. I missed Wednesday entirely, and I apologize to Gary because I miss talking to him. And I always enjoy Gary's nets for several reasons, but one is that it's entertaining. Now, before I go on any further, I want to ask Dave, you kind of indicated that you're not well, and I'm concerned, so I'll just ask you, how are you doing?
Well, I have to restart my treatments for cancer on the 7th, so I'm starting all over again. They come back. They do regular scheduled inspections, for lack of a better word. I don't know what it's called. This is all a whole new world to me. I'm kind of like you. I've never done any of this stuff before. So I'm brand new at all of this stuff, and I don't speak the language yet. But I had an inspection. The inspection came back positive for what it was before. So I've got to do the same kind of treatments I did before. And it's going to take a few weeks. And Gary and Patrick are going to cover for me, right, while I'm out. And I'm, you know, before it, I'm fine. After it, I'm fine. It's just during it, I'm not really good for much. So there's going to be a period that you're just not going to hear from me much. You know, right after it happens, it's the worst. A few days after it happens, it starts getting better. But then as soon as you feel better, they zap you again. That's just the way it works. So I'll be out probably for 6 to 8 weeks. and then Gary and Patrick will be covering for me, and then I'll be back after that. And then I'll start normal treatments again, where I go quarterly visits, and then they do, I know I do monthly chemo instead of weekly chemo, and then they do an inspection once a quarter, and if they find it again in another quarter, then it's the same old thing. You just have to start all over again. I think there's one other ham in here that has done it more than I have. He's done it 7 times. This will be my debut for my 4th set of killing it, right? So I'm still 3 less than he is, and he's doing just fine now. So I expect this is just going to take a few of these iterations, and then it's going to be gone.
I had hoped that I wouldn't be hearing what you just poured out. But sometimes you got to just do the very best you can, you know. It distresses me, however, that we are not made well enough to keep everything out of our way and live until we're at least 250. I mean, isn't that a nice round number, 250? My dad wanted to live to be 1,000 years old. He was all consumed with the record holder. I guess, who's that, Methuselah? And he thought about that frequently, and he would say, I want to live to be 1,000 years. So I told him when I was a kid, I said, Dad, listen, what would you do if you had all that time to fill up? What in the world would you do? Would you be the very best this, that, and the other thing? You know, have 10 different lives? That'd be 100 normal lives, I guess, 1,000 years. And no, he says, what I'd like to do is build my own house. Now look at that. He just said he wanted to build his own house. Well, does that take all that time? He says, I want to build it out of stone, and I want to cut every stone. And, you know, I was just, my mouth dropped open. I remember when my dad first said that he wanted to make the materials that it took to build his own house. I loved my dad, and he said some things sometimes that were just provocative. You know, he wanted to goose me a little bit. I loved that man. KK4JBQ.
We have another station that wants to check in. Go ahead.
America, Japan 4, Echo November Mobile. Is the net still going? Have y'all still got it going?
Hey, Bobby. Yes, it is. And I have not heard from you in ages. AJ4EN, Bobby, are you in Clinton or are you out mobile somewhere tonight?
Clinton no more. I'm actually in Aurora now, about 13 miles northwest of Clinton. Way out in the country, my friend, and I'm sitting here in the truck just listening to the good stories, Gary.
Okay, spell that. Spell Aura for me, because I want to get my database up to par. It's got you in Clinton. And then I want to figure out when the last time you checked in was, because I know it's been a while.
Aura is Oscar Romeo Alpha, just like it says, Aura. Oscar Romeo Alpha. It's a little community right outside of Lawrence. If you're familiar with 385 Interstate, we're about a mile away from it above Walmart distribution. So that the little community is about a mile above that there, Greg.
Well, I don't know what kind of radio you've got, but you sound like you're like a mile up under up underneath of the repeater at Caesar's Head. You sound clear as a bell, full scale, full quieting, and it sure is good to hear your voice back on the radio again, Bobby.
I've got a new radio in here in the truck, so I had to make use of it. And, I'd be ashamed of myself. I haven't been on FM in quite a few years. Matter of fact, I mean, it's been some years, too, so I'm not quite sure how long, but I know it's been a few years. And matter of fact, I talked to somebody the other night here on this repeater. They thought maybe I'd done passed away. And I told them, I'm still kicking, unfortunately, but I was just joking around with them. But anyway, it's a FT-991A. And we got a bonus at work and my Icon 725 that I used to run in my mobile here, kind of big. It was going down south pretty quick, so I figured it was about time to upgrade a little bit. So I've got this one in here, and as you know, it's HF 2 meter and 440. So, and I've got some kind of, I bought an antenna from DX Engineering, and it's a Comet 24SX something. It's a wild name on it, but it's an NMO mount. It's mag mount up on top of my truck, and I'm setting up under my carport, Greg.
Bobby, it's doing you a good job. Maybe your house is up high on the hill, too. I've heard people that once they get down around that area, they get picket fence, and they go down the hill, and they're in the valley. You can't hear them. They come up on top of the next hill, you can hear them. But you're rock solid in there, so you must be up on top of a hill somewhere down there in Aura. But it is good to hear you. It has been since July the 28th of, get this, 2020. Was the last time that you checked in on a net with me, July the 28th of 2020. So, yeah, a few years went by. Isn't it amazing how fast they go by? Anyway, Bobby, good to hear you on the radio. Check in with us more often. You got a direct line of sight to the repeater's antenna from your antenna because you're rock solid. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Anything else, Bobby?
But, one thing I do want to know is if... I know probably a few people's probably passed, and I hate to, don't want them, but one person in particular that I do want to know about is, Kate, what is Gary's call sign?
KI4DOS, Gary? Is that it, KI4DOS, Gary?
Yes, sir, that is it. How is Gary doing?
So Gary's had a few bumps in the road. He checked into the net tonight, but he's doing fine. He's still the Wednesday night net control operator. He still does the swap net every Wednesday night, and he sounds exactly like he did 20 years ago. So he's still here. He checked in tonight. I don't know if he's still listening. I think sometimes he checks in, and then he goes about his business and does other stuff. He might be listening. I don't know. But he is still around, and he's doing well.
If he's not listening, just send my regards to him, and I'll try to jump in here. Y'all normally do this every night at 9, right?
That's affirmative, and you can check in with him on Wednesday nights.
Sounds good. All right, well, let me jump out of there and let y'all get back to business. But I just, like I said, I just want to say hello to everybody, and yes, I am still kicking. And if you're interested, catch me sometimes on 40 meters. Even all the way down to 8160, I've been staying on HF a good bit. I'm trying to kill all my countries. I'm trying to get all of them. I pretty much got them all, but I'm just trying to get confirmation for them. So I've been working hard like anybody else. But anyway, y'all take care. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And until we meet again, 73.
Roger that, Bobby. And again, it is good to hear your voice on the radio. Hopefully we'll get to hear it a whole bunch more. Larry, KK4JBQ, sorry about the interruption, but let me check one more time now that we've talked to Bobby for a little bit. Let me check one more time before I get back to our conversation. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. In the net. Thank you for calling it tonight, Dave. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, portable in Cleveland. No traffic, no tape.
Okay, net control, like to recognize. N4ZLK, that's Shane, portable in Cleveland, with full-scale, full quieting on the portable, because you're right up underneath the repeater. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. KK4JBQ, Larry, sorry about that. Back to you, W4DJW.
KW, no problem at all. It was great to hear Bobby come in there. If it's been 5 years ago, that's the last time any of us heard from you, Bobby. Good to have you back. And Dave was right. Your signal is solid, just rock solid. No problems. That's a very good radio. I know at least five other hams that are happy with theirs. You go ahead and be happy with yours, won't you? Well, Dave, I guess I could talk about other things or let you talk for a while. How about that?
Well, I was thinking about your dad and wanting to outlive Methuselah and or live at least as long as Methuselah. I think that would be a good thing. I think I could find stuff to do. I may not be in as big a hurry to get them done as I am now, because it seems like to me every day I'm in a hurry. I don't know why that is. After 30 years of always being rush, or 50 years of that, of working, because I think I started working when I was 14, and it was at Western Family Steakhouse, and I was a dishwasher, and I was always hurry, get the dishes washed, and then I got a promotion to a busboy, and it was always hurry, get these tables cleaned up, and then from then all the way until I retired, it's always hurry. So I'm having a hard time not hurrying, even though I'm retired. My wife told me the other day when she left to go to work, she said, pace yourself. So if I had 1,000 years to live, Larry, I would probably slow down a little bit.
Laugh there. Slow down a little bit. Well, yeah, that does seem to make sense, doesn't it? Yeah. I was trying to recall, there's a series of movies, I think maybe there were four of them, about a man who fell in battle. I think he was a Scotsman, and he fell in battle in the 1300s, I think it was, and he was injured, he was mortally injured, and he knew he was gone, but after the battle had cleared and everybody went home again, you know how battles back then were. And before they had come and picked him up and put him in the ground, he revived. And he would continue to do that. And he lived, oh, I don't know how many, 40 lives, a very long time. He couldn't be killed. And it was an interesting series of movies and, you know, kind of fantastic and far out. But it lets, this is a wonderful thing about movies, it lets you explore the things that are ordinarily impossible, you know, like living, to know, well, to have 30 different families. But the thing that was, that played well all the way through the series of movies is that he hated to lose the love of his life. You know, he knew he would live again. You know, he would just go into obscurity and surface somewhere else. You know, that's how he kept up his persona. He hid among the rest of us, you know, by just dropping out of sight here and appearing over there, you know, a couple hundred miles away or something. And, but he kept, you know, it was a real touching part of the movie series that he led a solitary life. He forced himself because he hated to lose the love of his life and to feel that pain. I really enjoyed it. You may know by my description who I'm talking about here. The actor was fabulous. The storyline great. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Well, I didn't see that one about, you know, the one that went back in time, but I did see one very similar to that went forward in time. And what this guy did, he didn't live a different life every time. He lived the same life every time. But every time he lived that life, the thing that killed him, he would know about in the next life. So he would be able to avoid that on the next pass, whatever it was. Like one of the first things was he was marching with a whole bunch of other soldiers, and somehow he tried to get out of the marching and escape. So he laid down and rolled over, and he got run over by like a tank. So the next time he did his timing better, and when he laid down and rolled over, he went in between the tracks of the tank instead of getting run over by the tank. And it went on like that all the way, and he got longer and longer and longer, and then he finally convinced other people what they needed to do so that they could. And the whole thing was there was some alien creatures that were coming to invade the Earth. And that was a trait that they had. That was a gene that they had. And somehow when one of them got killed near him, he kind of picked up on that gene. And he got that gene and he started doing the same thing they did, started doing. So very similar to the one that you're talking about, except future instead of past. And repeating the same life instead of getting a new one every single time. So I guess writers think about that stuff, Larry. But it was kind of cool to watch. I don't know. You may know the one I'm talking about. I usually don't know actors' names, and I don't know names of the movies, but I sure do enjoy them.
I definitely agree. KK4JBQ. I think it's one of the marvelous things about being human. We can imagine places, events, situations that we'll never have an opportunity to go to or to experience. We can imagine those things. And you can do it while just sitting out on the patio and sipping a glass of tea or a cup of coffee or whatever. And you don't have to involve anybody else. But then you can also, just like we're doing here, you know, you can talk to other people about that. And I'll never forget that my dad was, I was left with the feeling that he liked the life that he was living. He wanted it to continue. He knew it wouldn't. And I knew that one day I would get there, and of course here I am, you know, 74 years old, and I won't live forever. But he made me think, from when I was a little boy, he made me think about this possibility. Don't get me wrong, I don't believe I'll ever have that opportunity to know what multiple lifetimes might be. But we can travel there in a book or a good movie. And some things you might not see, this is the thing I love, the things that you might not even think of. And as this series went on, and I think it did, maybe it was more than that, it was maybe five or six movies that strung this concept right along, picked up where it left off last time, you know. But it seemed like near the end of the series, we had always been led to believe that he was unique, that he was the only one, but no, oh, no. The people who were very successful with those movies put a little tweak in there, and he was one of a number of people. And he just didn't know about any of the rest of them, right? But he met one. He met one, and he was determined to, I didn't mention this before. It's kind of gross. But he could be killed only one way. Off with his head. And that was the end of it. So he wasn't aware, see, until this guy who found him or heard about him or whatever tracked him down. And that was what he was intent on doing. He was intent on relieving him of his cranium. And he wondered, and yeah, he fought the guy off, but he was wondering why did he, you know, other people had shot him and stabbed him and, you know, he'd been run over. I mean, all different ways of, and he'd just come right back. But now he wouldn't if his head were relieved from him, his shoulders. So that's another little thing. And this group of people, they were sure that there was some big special thing if they were the last to have been blessed this way. So they started killing one another off. And there was a particularly, mean guy, just mean guy. You didn't have anything for him, you know. And so he got on this fellow's trail, you know, and you watch this guy for six or seven movies, you know, serial type of thing, six or seven movies now, full length motion pictures. And here He's about to meet his end. I mean, you're sure he's going to meet his end. But, well, I won't go any further and spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet. Oh, but it was really good, really good. The acting was extraordinary. And, you know, and you and I have talked about movies before, and you know that I like dialogue between characters. I can follow that. It really is the details in a person's life. Not many people are given the gift of gab. I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, or maybe it's both, depending on how you can use it. But I can talk about anything. I can talk with anybody about anything. So I don't know what that gift is, but someone writing a book must have that ability and an imagination to go with it. Don't you think? KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Well, my dad used to say that it was a curse, but then I'd hear other people say it was a gift. So I guess it depends on whether you have it or not. If you have it, it's probably a gift. If you don't have it, it's probably a curse because you don't have it. I don't know. I think most amateur radio operators it's inherent. Or if it's not, it gets developed over time because they sure do like to sit around and talk a lot. You can go down to any HF band and tune in, and that's solid proof. But it is kind of fun once you get over it. I think in the initial phase it's kind of frightening, but once you get over the frightening part of it, it's kind of fun. But you were talking in the very beginning of that last volley, you were talking about 98% of the places we can talk about and read about but we'll never go to. That reminded me of something I heard earlier. I don't remember where I heard it, but it was earlier today. 98%, I think, was the percentage, or somewhere around there, of the universe is, even if we could travel at the speed of light, we'll never be able to go there. Never. No matter how much we progress, because the astronomer Edwin Hubble was credited with discovering that the universe is expanding. And the further it expands, the faster it expands. So now it's expanding faster than the universal constant, right, that Einstein came up with, the speed of light. The speed of is the fastest you can go. So, yeah, there's a lot of places. There's only like less than 2% of the universe that we'll ever be able to explore, no matter how long we live or how, well, I don't know. Maybe somebody will prove one of those two wrong, the universal constant or they'll prove, because I remember before cars were built and everybody was riding horses, they thought if you ever exceeded 100 miles an hour, you'd be dead. And look at us now with the Blackbird, SR-71 Blackbird. Anyway, back to you, Larry, KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
To laugh there, if we ever reached a speed of 100 miles an hour, we would just what? Fly apart? You built. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I think I have lived, we all have, anybody who can hear me right now, you're sharing a lifetime with the rest of us, where we have been so blessed to have the greatest exchange of ideas and the ability for people to share. Not just what their experiences have been, but what their fantasies, what they come up with in their head. You know, and then there are people like Gene Roddenberry, who came up with, well, I suppose my favorite, Star Trek. Star Wars is a different thing. It's just, you know, maybe the same. It's like a goose egg and a chicken egg, okay? It's like that. They're both the same thing, but they're different. And so anyway, that Star Trek encapsulates what an author can do. He did it with movies, of course. Probably wrote a book first. I don't know. Or maybe just a script. The first script. I don't know. But it's able to put down what if it were possible to do the things that are just out of anybody else's wildest dream, you know? And so Roddenberry gave us all the wildest dream that he could come up with. And he was so good at that, so good at qualifying everything. So if this ship was that big, would it have to be built so it could lift off from the planet? He decided, no, we'll build them in space, in a dock, you know, like a ship, where they build ships. They build them in docks and launch them, you know, sailing ships. And maybe that's where he got the idea of paralleling maritime ships with spaceships. And he's kind of stuck to that throughout the telling of the tale, which took I don't know how many reiterations, you know. Anyway, I admire Roddenberry and what he came up with. He was a character. No doubt, he was a character, and he chose some of the most talented people to carry on his ideas. And that combination, shared with all the rest of us, had given us some of us, such as myself, hours and hours and hours and hours of pleasure. I say it that way because I have watched every iteration of Star Trek, I suppose, at least three times. All of them. And I would watch them again. Even though I know what's coming, you know, I would watch them again. Right now. And so maybe if, you know, my life has not been in any way fantastic. So I think perhaps this is the food I need. I need to chew on fantastic. I don't have a life like that. And as I get older, my potential to have a life like that is fast escaping me. But you can go there with a tale. Someone tells a tale. Storytelling. That's what movies are. That's what books are. There's a city back home in Tennessee where storytelling is a thing, and they have a big theater that they, you know, like the storytellers from around the world come to tell tale in Jonesville, Tennessee. It's the first home of Davy Crockett. You may have heard of Jonesville. But it's a big area for storytelling. Donovan and I were there many times before we left Tennessee. And people come from everywhere. And just, you know, you'd have a small crowd. It was in a small building. Maybe 40 people at most. And the storyteller would be up front and just start out, and they'd just go on like I do sometimes, you know. And they'd tell their story. I don't know. This amateur radio is not bad for doing the same thing, isn't it? KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I heard that, I watched the documentary, it wasn't a biography or an autobiography, but it was a documentary on how Star Trek and Gene Roddenberry, how he made the scenes so realistic. Now, if you go back and look at them now, after you know everything you know that you learned since then, versus watching them way back then, they do look a little bit far-fetched because we've learned a lot since then. But back then, he would consult with engineers, scientists, theorists like Neil deGrasse Tyson. He'd ask them how instead of him trying to figure it out, how would you go about this, like building the ship out in outer space? If you built it this big, how what would it take to get it up? And okay, is that so much that it wouldn't even be possible? So those theorists and the engineers and the scientists came back with thinking outside of the box what it would take to make that happen. And he used that. And then later, as you saw when Captain Kirk flipped his communicator open and talked to the ship from the ground, and not too much long after that, I mean, in relatively speaking, we had flip phones. Where do you think that came from? That's what's interesting to me, is that Captain Kirk was doing that 20 years before we had flip phones. And they worked the same way. He didn't have to punch in the number. He could just open it up and tell the computer, like we tell Alexa, right? He could say, computer, connect me with Scotty, right? Or he could just open it up and talk to Scotty. It was pretty cool. And I think that's because he consulted with them and said, how is this going to work when it does get there? And they gave him the answer, and then he used that information, which was very creative on his part. And it probably helped accelerate us a little bit to that, too, because that was a cool thing. And you can sell cool stuff. So there was a driving, there was a motivator there behind it, making it happen. Anyway, Larry is just past the top of the hour. Let me check again, see if we have any other stations that would like to check in. I'll be right back to you. This is W4DJW on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.